Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Magnify his holy name. Tell him you love him. Tell him you appreciate him. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. There's no one like him. He's greater than the greatest. He's better than the best. He's higher than the highest. He's richer than the richest. He's older than the oldest, wiser than the wisest. Give him all glory, give him all honor, give him all adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Alpha, Omega, Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Hallelujah. To come, the Almighty God. Glory, 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 glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for all you've done for us in the past. Thank you for what you are doing for us now. Thank you for what you will yet do for us. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the journey mercies granted to your children who are already here. Thank you for journey mercies for those who are on the way. Thank you for journey mercies when it is time to go back. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. During this year convention, Father, do something new. Do something mighty. Do something glorious. Do something miraculous. Let there be miracle signs and wonders. And let the miracles begin with us right now. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And someone shout hallelujah. Now, I want you to shake hands with at least five people and prophesy to them, say, this convention will be the best you have ever had. And then you may please be seated. God bless you. I want to welcome all of you to this House Leaders and Workers meeting. You're welcome in Jesus' mighty name. And the Almighty God will continue to bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Please don't forget, as is our custom, very early tomorrow, by 6 a.m., we take ourselves by twos. We surround the entire camp and pray. We call on the Almighty God to sanctify his camp, anoint it mightily, so that anyone who comes here will not go away empty-handed. We pray that the Almighty God will so drench this place with his anointing, that as people step on this campground during this convention, immediately they will receive their miracles. So before you go to bed tonight, select your partner and decide which section of the camp you are going to take over for the Lord Jesus Christ when you come out to pray very early tomorrow morning. The Lord will answer all your prayers in Jesus' name. I want to say thank you very, very much to all of you, because without you, this work will not have been easy. But because we have people like you, House Fellowship leaders, workers, doing your own part, that's why the work is easy for us. And the Lord will make your own life easy in Jesus' name. Very quickly, let's go to the Word of God, John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 14 to 16. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. The theme for our convention this year is come up higher. There's a world of difference between a servant and a friend. For years, the Lord referred to his disciples as my servants. But then, just towards the end of his stay on this earth, he turned to them one day and said, you are no longer servants. You have been promoted. You are now my friends. There is someone here today who is going to get a spiritual promotion. Several years ago, one so-called prophet came from Ondo State. He met me in my first office near the expressway and said he has brought a message for me from the Lord. I said, okay, what's the message? He said, thus saith the Lord, tell my servant Adeboye. I said, shut up. He said, I've not said what I said, shut up. You are not from God. He said, do you know? I've not even said anything. I said, my father doesn't call me servant. When he sends a message to me, I know how the message will begin. I want you to turn to the fellow next to you and say, I am a friend of Jesus Christ. Say it loud and clear. Don't forget that, because it's crucial to what you're about to hear tonight. If anybody should ask you as a worker in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, what are the visions of the Redeemed Christian Church of God? I'm sure you'll be able to tell them, number one, we want to make heaven. Number two, we want to take as many people with us as possible. What is number one? Number two? Good. And then we said, as a result of this, our lifestyle will be holiness. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 12 verse 14, without holiness, no man shall see God. That's why we are always talking about holiness, holiness, holiness. Because our number one goal is to make heaven. And then we say also, because we want to take as many people with us as possible, we want to build churches within 5 minutes distance of one another. That's what we are here for. That's the purpose of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. That's our goal. Now, if holiness is going to be our lifestyle, the question is, what exactly is holiness? If you ask theologians, they will describe holiness in such a way that by the time they finish, we will not even know what they are saying anymore. But in the simple language of a primary school teacher, a market woman, a farmer, an ordinary pastor like me, the meaning of holiness is obedience to God. Simple. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus Christ said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things that I command you? Want to call me Lord? Good. But the evidence that you are calling me Lord in spirit and in truth is that you do whatever I command you. Holiness is obedience, not just half obedience, but total obedience. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 to 23. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 to 23. Samuel said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice. That's not what God wants from you, is obedience. Just obey, total. As a matter of fact, God prefers that you don't obey him at all than that you now obey him halfway. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Revelation 3, 15 and 16. He says, I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. He said, I prefer that you are either hot or cold. He said, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. In other words, God says, It's either you obey me completely or you don't obey me at all. How many of you want to raise a hand to the Almighty God and say, from now on, Father, I will obey you completely. Say it loud and clear. Because there is nothing called holiness except there is full obedience. Total, complete obedience. And so there can be no holiness except there is evangelism. You cannot claim to be holy if you are not winning souls. It's not possible. Because in Mark 16 verse 15, he says, go ye into all the world. All over the world. You are to go and preach the gospel. It is not an advice. It's a command. If you disobey that single commandment, forget holiness. No holiness without total obedience. Therefore, no holiness without evangelism. Your evangelism must be a daily affair. No holiness without follow-up. You can't say, I've evangelized, I have preached, I've won a soul or two, I finished the job, therefore now I'm ready for heaven. You are lying. Because without holiness, no man shall see God, and no holiness without follow-up. Follow-up. After evangelism must come follow-up. John 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you, I have ordained you that you should go forth, bear fruit, and your fruit shall remain. If you don't follow up, you have not finished the job. That is why there's no holiness unless you are doing your job as a house fellowship leader accurately and committedly. Matthew 28. Verse 18 to 20. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus Christ came and said, all power in heaven and on earth have been given unto me. Go ye therefore and begin to teach all nations. Make disciples of all nations. You are not just to win souls. You are not just to follow them up. You must make sure you disciple them, you teach them, you provide an atmosphere where they will learn to become disciples of Jesus Christ. It is only then that you can claim that you have finished the job. Your fruits must abide. Your work over your convert is not over until that convert has become at least a pastor. If tomorrow morning now you see your convert being ordained, you can say, well, at least I've tried. From here on now you can continue. But there are many of us here who think we are going to heaven who have not won a single soul since the beginning of this year. Thank God you didn't die yesterday. Because they would have said you have gone home straight. And we would have discovered that that home that you went to straight is not heaven. No holiness without evangelism. None. No holiness without follow-up. None. No holiness unless you make disciples of every nation. That's the reason we are planting churches. So that the souls we are winning, the souls we are following up, the souls we are discipling, who have a place to worship. That's the idea. Goal number one, we want to make heaven. Goal number two, we want to take as many people with us as possible. And therefore, our lifestyle will be holiness. And holiness means total obedience. And total obedience includes soul winning, follow-up, making disciples. So don't be surprised if I tell you that no evangelism means no heaven. That may sound hard to you, but it's the plain truth, blunt truth. The only reason Jesus left you behind after you became born again, because when you were born again, you were ready to heaven, he could have zoomed you to heaven straight away. The only reason he left you behind after you became born again is to continue the work that he did. He said, the works that I did, you will do also. No evangelism means you run the risk of an irreversible backsliding. I'm not the one who says so. There are some backsliding that can be reversed. There are some things you can do and God will say, okay, bring him back to me. But there are some people who will backslide and there's nothing anybody can do to bring them back. John 15, verses 1 and 2 is there in the word of God. John 15, verses 1 and 2, he said, I am divine, my father is the husbandman. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he, my father, taketh away. If it is God who separates you from Jesus Christ, then who can bring you back? And the condition, the only condition in the Bible where God will say, this fellow, I don't want him, is when you refuse to bear fruits. When you refuse to evangelize. When you refuse to win souls or fail to do so. Do you know that no evangelism means no answer to prayers? It's in the Bible. So those of you who have been toying with the issue of evangelism, now you know the reason why many of your prayers have not been answered. Thank God for the year of Jubilee. This year, God is going to answer your prayers. Because you are learning the secret why the answers have not come thus far. Read it, it's there. I didn't write the Bible. John 15, verse 16. You've read it again and again. Read it afresh. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruits will abide, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name may be given to you. Conditions are stated clearly. You be a soul winner, every time you pray, the answer will come. You don't win souls. Many a times when we are the one troubling ourselves, we say it is the enemy. It is the enemy of my father's house, enemy, my mother's. God said, no, 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 no. It is written, let God arise and his enemies will scatter. God will say, listen, my son, stop deceiving yourself. I said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all that he commands you this day, the enemy that rises against you shall be smitten before your face. They will come against you one way, they will flee seven ways. You fulfill your own part of the conditions. Hearken diligently, observe, do. Then leave the rest to me. That's what God said. Will you raise your hand one more time and say, Father, from now on, I will obey you completely. Beloved, no evangelism, no follow-up, no discipline of the converts, then there's no higher level. That's the truth of the matter. He said in John 15, verse 14, John 15, verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So the choice is yours. Do you want to remain servants? Or do you want to move higher and become friend? The choice is yours. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And if you will not go higher, since the world never stands still, he who is not climbing will be going down. You will never find somebody remaining on the same spot permanently. It doesn't happen. Because the world is constantly moving. Constantly. And I think I've given you that illustration before. If you are in a secondary school, last year you were in Form 3, and this year you are still in Form 3. Are you still in the same place? No. Because your classmates have gone to Form 4. Your junior who are in Form 2, they have come up to meet you. Last year when you were in Form 3, those in Form 2 called you senior. Now they call you classmate. And your classmates now have become your senior. So it's either you are climbing or you are going down. And God is giving you an invitation tonight. He's saying, come up higher. Will you accept his invitation? I can't hear you now. Stand on your feet, please. And lift your voice to the Almighty God, loud and clear. And say, Father. Let him hear you. Father. From now on, I will obey you completely. Don't let me fall by the wayside. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Tonight, O Lord, we want to thank you for speaking unto us through our Father in the Lord. Thank you, Father God, because we have heard your words tonight. And Lord, we promise that by your grace, we will obey you completely and totally in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, that by your Spirit, none of us will falter, none of us will fail, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not lose focus, we will not lose our vision, to evangelize in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not become prey. We will not be casualties of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by your Spirit tonight, we declare we are not open to disobedience. We cancel every form of disobedience so far by the precious blood of Jesus, and we declare it has no power over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Holiness will be our watchword. We will finish well and we will finish strong. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.